The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis lists items which come from Goyim, which are Osir Ba'achila and not Osir Ba'hanah. And one of those items is Kairat Shel Chiltus. Kairat Shel Chiltus, sliced pieces of the Chiltus vegetable. Rashi explains, Min Perihu, it's a type of fruit, vegetable. Shekar and Lizer Balas, the Rishayim say, that it was sharp enough that if an animal would eat it, it would burn a hole in the animal's intestines. And the goyim would cut it into slices with a knife. And the assumption is that the knives were not specialized knives for producing chiltus, but rather, when the goy wanted to produce chiltus, the sliced chiltus, kayot shel chiltus, he would take a knife out of his drawer, and he would slice it with his treifa knife. And it's the osir, Rashi says, mishum sham nenusa desakina. It's also because of the taste, the treif, which is absorbed in the knife. Now, the Gemara on today's daf Lama Tes, explains a little bit more. Vakayr shel chiltus, my taima, why is it also? Mishun the mifski le bisakina, because it's sliced with a treif knife. Afal gav de omar mar noisin tam lefgam mutter. Even though we hold that Neiks and Tam Lefgam is Mutter, and since we have a klal that Stam Kalim Einib Neyeman, that the average, that we, when we don't know for sure that something was sliced with a Kali which is a Ben Yemei, we assume it was sliced with a Kali which was not a Ben Yemei, and therefore it should be Neiks and Tam Lefgam. So what does it make a difference? I was called the tray for knife, Stam Kalim Einib Neyeman, and it should be Neiks and Tam Lefgam. So the Gemara answers, Agav churfa de chiltza, because of the sharpness of the chiltus, michal yulei shamnunuse, it makes the shamnunus back sweet, v'havalei k'noizin tam l'shvach, v'osar. And it becomes like noizin tam l'shvach, and therefore it is osar. So the Gemara over here is really introducing us to a concept, and that is that a davar charif, the coolest of Eina Ben Yomei, do not apply to. That a Dava Charef has the ability to go ahead and to make something which was, would be Neis Tam Lefgam back into Neis Tam Lefshvach, and therefore the coolest of Eina Ben Yomei do not apply to Chiltus. Now, Taisus over here discusses two very important issues. The first issue Taisus discusses is okay, L'chayr, there's another chiddush now in Gemara. Not only is there a chiddush in the Gemara that Neis and Tam Lefgam does not help by, or Einim Yemei, I should say, does not help by the chiltus, by Dov Charif, but L'chayr, we're dealing over here that it was cut cold. So since it was cut cold, L'chayr b'chlal, there should not be any bliss, because we all know that in order to have bliss, we need either something which is hot, something which is salted, or something which is kavash. And indeed, the Ari Shainim who learn that the ikar, the main issue over here, is not even the davar, the blias which are in the knife, but rather the shamnunas which is sitting on the knife, which really was the mashmoyus of Rashi. But even so, the question is, how does it penetrate the chiltus? How does it penetrate the chiltus if both the knife and the chiltus is cold? So, our Gemara is teaching us a yesod that duchka de sakina with a dar v'charef is mavliya. That if something is sharp and pressure is applied, that will penetrate into the sharp item, and the blius will enter the sharp item. And our Gemara is teaching us a new medium of getting blius into a food, and that is with duchah de sakina and davar charef. And as we'll see in a minute, this yusayid is also mentioned in Mesechtas Chulin on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, where the Gemara over there says that Snoin Shechotchai Besakin Shechotchai Babasar, if you cut a radish with a knife that was used to cut meat, also Lo Eichlei B'Kutach, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat that radish with milk, because the davar charif, in other words, the radish, with the pressure of the knife, was mavlia, again, a machlokes yishayim, either be'en, which was on the knife, or b'liyas that were in the knife, was mavlia that into the radish. Again, this yishayim, that a davar charif is be'leya, through duch of the sakina, through pressure of a knife, even though it is cold. Knife obviously is lavdavka. A fork, if you pierce it with a fork, or some other pressure situation. So duchka, pressure, with the davar charif is mavliya, gemara in avodah zarah, and a gemara in chulin. The question is, how far does duchka travel? And from our gemara, it would seem that the duchka travels further than just a klipa, just the thickness of a peel. Because since the entire Kirish Shechiltas is Aser, so it would appear that why is the entire Kirish Shechiltas Aser? Take it home, scrape off the outermost layer, and then the Shechiltas that remains is fine. So the question is, why is that so? L'chayr, why is Klipa not enough? We're dealing with a cold Blia. Why is a Klipa not enough? So Taisus asks, Vem Taimar Liskele B'Klipa. Why is klipa not enough? So Taisa says that the churfei de chilsa is balat fei for loisagi beklipa. That the sharpness has the ability to pull the blia, not only akadei klipa, but even further. And we find the emes is that a three machlekes rishenim, how far does duchka with davar charif pull? The are rishenim who say that it goes bekulei. That is the shita of the Rashba, that duchka with the davar charif will pull the tam across the entire item. The ikar dea we hold la halacha is the shear of kedei netila. L'chatchila, if one cuts an onion with a fleishik knife, a davar charif with a fleishik knife, then the entire onion becomes asr the point of milchiks. However, if b'dieved, if it already was cooked with melchiks, so then we would assume that the shear is a kadenish tila, ka'ivi etzba, the shear of an inch. So the first day is the shita rajva, that's bekulei, where chayshna da'alachat chila. The second day is the shita of the ravid, who holds that it travels a kadenish tila. And I guess we have to say these kayots, if you pull off a kadenish tila in every direction, there wouldn't be much left. And finally, you have the sheet of the Rosh, who holds that the taka only goes a klipa. And he says that the chiltus was diced. And since the chiltus was diced, it was impractical to go ahead and to remove a kedei klipa. But al koponim, what our Gemara taught us so far was that by a kayot shel chiltus, we say that eina ben yoymei, the coolest of eina ben yoymei do not help. Second of all, it's mavur that davar charif with duchka is beileya, it can penetrate, although everything is cold. Now, Taisus points out, both over here and in Masechtas Chulin, and this is the second yesod that I wanted to mention, and that is that in our Gemara it says clearly that the knife used for this chiltus was an Eina ben Yoymei knife. If one looks at the Gemara in Chulin, in Daf Kuf Yud Beis, where the Gemara talks about a tznoin, the radish, the Gemara does not mention over there that the knife was an Eina ben Yoymei knife. Now, Taisus is mistopic. Do we say that this klal, the Eina ben Yoymei, does not help a davar charif, only applies to chiltos, which is very sharp? Or would it apply to tznayin also, which is less sharp? And furthermore, The Gemara only mentions these two very sharp items, chiltis and tznayin. What about onions? What about garlic? What about all other dvarim charifim? So Taisus over here, Taisus Chulin says, Yesh li zoher, shloi lachtach shuman creation b'tzolim b'sakim cheleves, b'shum de charifi tuva. Taisus says that the halacha, that a dava charif, is b'leah, applies to all sorts of vegetables. Shumin, creation, b'tzolim, anything which we see as being sharp. And Taisin Chulin says it's tzarech iyun if that also applies to something which is clean and ein ben yemei. In other words, Taisus is mistapik v'tzarech iyun isakin mekunach v'ein ben yemei ichur for the two mechal yudashvach keda omegavin chiltas perik ein ma'midim. So Taisin Chulin is mistapik that he's masking for davar pashut that the chiddush that duchka travels with into a davar charif applies to other dvarim charifim, even those not mentioned in the Gemara. But what Taisus mistapik is, what's with the halacha of Eina ben Yemei? Do we say that Eina ben Yemei does not apply by all dvarim charifim? And Taisus over here also brings. Taisus over here also brings that a batzel, a kaflet, which are cut with a geish knife, that a klipa does not help. Dagav Sechorfa Balatve, which L'chayra means to say, again, that the Chumra of Duchka applies to other sharp vegetables besides for Tznoin and Chiltis, and also, if it's called the Gaish knife, even Eina Ben Yemei, it is also. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's actually a Machlekes. The Mechava brings down Tznoin, a Silka, Tznoin, a radish, which is mentioned in the Gemara, or a beet, which was cut with the sakin shal basar ben yomai, with a flesh knife, which is a ben yomai. So the halacha is that it's also a kedena tila. The mechaber then brings a geish omrim, which says that the same halacha applies to an ena ben yomai. In other words, that the halacha of that the sharpness makes it nice time with the shvaf applies to other vegetables as well, even to tznoin and even to silk, which is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. And the shach says that lahalacha, the minig das kol achreinim, is that we're machmer even by an eina ben yemei. So what we're holding so far is that we hold the halacha that duchka and davar charif is beleya. It's beleya lachol apachas and atzila, and it applies equally to ben yomai and to eina ben yomai. And this is the reason why, if a onion is cut with a fleshka knife, even if it's an eina ben yomai onion, and then it is mixed with milk, so then it would become asar, because the onion is fleshiks. It's not allowed to be eaten. The fleshka tam comes into the onion, and that fleshka tam is not allowed to be eaten with chalav. Now, the emes is that the Rishonim point out that there's another issue which has to be discussed over here. And that's as follows. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kufi Lalav Amin Beis says, Dogim sha'olu bika'ara mutar lo'eichla mekutach. There's something which we call nat bar nat. Nat bar nat means twice transfer time. You take a fleshka plate, a ben yomei fleshka plate. You put hot fish on this ben yomei fleshka plate. They are now beleya, the fleshka tam, from the fleshka plates. The Gemara says that you may now eat these fish with milk. I lechayra, the fish are fleshiks. They got the fleshiks from the plate, which got it from the meat. The teretz is that we hold lahalacha that nat bar nat is mutter. Twice transfer tam is mutter. Since the tam basar entered the plate and from the plate into the fish, twice transfer tam is insignificant. It cannot merge with chalav to make a basar chalav issue, and therefore dogim sha'ol bekara is mutter la'ichlo bekutach. The Gemara in Chulin right there goes on to say that snoin shechotach besakin shel basar is also la'ichlo bekutach. If you cut a tznoin, a radish, with a fleshka knife, you cannot eat it with melchiks. So the shaila is, l'chaira, even if we are going to be meniach that a davar charif is belay with dukkha, but l'chayra, it's not parnat. What happened to the heter of not parnat? The basar went into the knife. From the knife, it goes into the tznayin. L'chayra, it's not parnat. What's the difference between the food in the knife and the tam basar in the fish and the tam basar in the tznayin? So the Arishayna, who want to learn, that really there is no difference. And the primary difference is that knives, the derech klal, had shamunis on them, because they weren't washed frequently, they were left laying around, they didn't have stainless steel knives in those days. We could talk about our stainless steel knives, maybe they are a little bit more lenient, but basically a knife would be cheskosai, a serrated knife, we could see even sometimes with our knives. This is all shamnunis. If it's used to cut meat, there'll be that thin film of shamnunis on it, and therefore, the difference between a plate, which is assumed to be clean, and the knife is assumed to be dirty, and therefore it's not naparnat. The actual fleshix goes into the tznayin, and therefore it's naparnat. However, most Rishayim learn, many Rishayim learn, and we pass like that la halacha, the Ramah brings it in Simon Sati Hey, and again, it's brought in Simon Sati Vav, that another chumrah, that nat bar nat does not apply to davar charif. Davar charif is so strong and so potent that when you take the tznayin or the chiltis, or according to the taisvus, all the other dvarim charifim, the onion, the shuman, the kreshin, the silka, and you cut it with the fleishik knife, the davar charif has the ability to pull out of the knife the entire tam which is in the knife. And therefore, instead of having twice transfer tam, which was downgraded twice, when the tam enters the davar charif, it enters as strong as it was in the knife. It's not weakened by entering another food item, and therefore, the kula of nat bar nat will not apply. And this is the consensus of most paiskim, and this is how we paskin l'halacha. So basically, what we're coming out so far is that there are three cool chumras in davar charif. One is that it's beleya cold al yidei duchka. Number two is that the coolus of einam and yomei do not apply. Number three is that the coolus of nat bar nat do not apply. And the Pashtus would, now, the Rishayim said that these Chumras not only apply to Chiltas, and Tznayin mentioned to the Gemara, and Shar Dvarim Charifim, and the L'chayra, it would seem, from learning Shulchan Aruch, that even if we have three Tzadim L'Hakal, we're still Machmer. In other words, even if we're talking about Shar Dvarim Charifim not mentioned in the Gemara, and even if we're talking about a sakin, which is Einav ben Yemei, and even if we're talking about a fleishik or milchuk knife, which is not barnat, still we are machmir to treat the knife as fleishiks. There is a shita of the Beis Meir who holds that we are not machmir all three chumras together, and therefore if one cut an onion with a fleishik knife and it got mixed with milk, according to the Beis Meir, since we have three chumras over here, we would have to be machmer three sveikas in order to asa this onion. We would not do all three. In other words, to say, extend of charif past the tznayin and chiltz mentioned in the Gemara, and eina ben yomei by shad dvarim charifim. It's only mentioned in the Gemara by chiltz. And to say there's not, say that the Gemara is talking about that the tznayin in chulin was a clean knife, that napar nat does not apply to basa b'chalav, the Beis Meir holds we do not do all three dvarim chumras together. And again, in such a case, the Mokum Tzerech, a Shaila should be asked. But Al Koponim, what we're holding so far is that Davar Charif is Belea with Duchka. Number two is that Einav Yomei does not apply to Davar Charif. And number three, that the Kulos of Nat Bar Nat do not apply to Davar Charif. Now, there is two relevant shaylas which come up, which I would like to discuss. First of all, what happens if you cut you take an onion and you cut it with a parve knife onto a fleishige cutting board? You take an onion, you cut it with a parve knife on a fleishige cutting board. Now that's a davar pashat that we talk about duchka, that duchka de sakina, that the bali is transfer from the knife to the onion and vice versa. What about the bottom, the cutting board, where it hits on the bottom? Is that also enough duchka to push blias from that cutting board into the onion? So it would seem that in this case, one would be able to be makel. Because the Chochmas Adam brings a machlekes apaiskim, whether duchka is limited to the knife or even the cutting board, has the attributes of duchka, which would go ahead and push the blias from the cutting board back into the onion. If you cut an onion with an ene binyamei, with a power of a knife, on an ene binyamei flesh a cutting board, you now have four tzadim lachal. Number one, that it's shadzvan harif and I mentioned the Gemara. Number two, it's ene binyamei. Ene binyamei is only mentioned by Chiltus. Number three is that it's naparnat. We could theoretically learn the Gemara of Tznayin with a dirty knife. And fourthly, the shayla of whether the cutting board is enough duchka to push blias back into the onion. So it would seem that if this onion was mixed with milk, that it would not, it would be allowed to be eaten. The other shayla which comes up is as follows. Well, we'll start actually from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says something very fascinating. He says like this: a person has we'll talk more in a more currently common situation. A person takes an onion. He slices the onion with a fleishige knife. He now takes his onion and he throws it into a food processor. The food processor grinds up this fleishige onion. He then goes ahead, takes the onion out of the food processor, washes the food processor well. Makes the food processor as ene binyamei, throws another onion into that food processor, and now he wants to go ahead and eat that onion with milchiks. Zok the Prima Gadim, that onion may not be eaten with milchiks. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tovlin Aleph brings this Prima Gadim lahalacha. It's Magen Avraham. Bring this Magen Avraham lahalacha. Right? What's the pshat of the Magen Avraham? The pshat of the Magen Avraham is as follows. We said that Aparnat does not apply to Dvarim Harifim. Why does Aparnat not apply to Dvarim Harifim? Because we said that the Harif has the ability to pull the entire Atzmius of the Tam that was in the knife into the onion. In other words, in order for something to be Aparnat, it's twice transferred Tam, it's downgraded twice. The Etzem Basar didn't go into the knife. It's a klishus, it's less. Let's say the case of the Gemara, right? The Etzem Basar didn't go into the plates. And the Etzem of the Blias in the plate didn't go onto the fish. But since the Dav Acharif could take the Atzmius itself, so therefore, whatever tam is in that original knife will go into the onion. Whatever tam is in an onion will go into the food processor blade. Whatever tam is in that food processor blade will go into the second onion. So it comes out that there is now in that second onion tam rishon of basar. Since it's tam rishon of basar, so therefore that second onion cannot be eaten with milchiks. That is the opinion of the Prima Gadim and the opinion the Magen Avraham, and then Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avraham lahalacha. Now, in Siman, you also parenthetically see that the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Beis Meir. Okay, but anyway, the Evan Ezer printed on the side of Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Siman Tzadivav disagrees very strongly with the Magen Avraham. And the Evan Ezer says that although the halacha is that a dover charif will pull out from a knife whatever is in the knife, and therefore it's, the tam does not become weaker when it leaves the knife and goes into the onion. We have no mikar that when the tam goes from the onion into the knife, that it, the entire tam that was in the onion goes into the knife. The Gemara only taught us that the Vacharav has the ability to pull out of the Keli whatever is in the Keli. However, we don't have a source to say that a Vacharav could push into the Keli it's whatever fleshix is in that davacharif, and that's more chomer than a piece of meat itself. And therefore, the Evan Ezer says that although it's true that when you cut that onion with a fleshka knife, tamrishin was in the knife, and from there it goes into the onion. But, zok the Evan Ezer, when you put it into the food processor, when it leaves the onion and enters the food processor, so the food processor blade only has tam sheni. And since the food processor blade only has tam sheni, so therefore, the second onion is tam sheni, the second onion will pull the entire tam out of the food processor blade. But again, that's tam sheni, and since it's tam sheni, so it's not barnat, and it could be eaten with milk. And he brings a shach, which also seems to agree with him. That, and the Kiva Eger agrees with the shach, and the Chavaz Das agrees with the Evan Ezer, and Kiva Eger also is mavur that he agrees with the Evan Ezer. And Kiva Eger's case is a very fascinating case. The Prima Godim says in Siman Tzadivov, let's say you cut an onion, tznayim he's talking about, with a fleishka knife, and then you cook that tznoin, let's say, with a potato. So the Prima Godim says that that potato is not allowed to eat with milk, and he brings two reasons. The first reason, he says, is because, like the Magen Avraham, that it transfers, that davar charif, when it puts with entire strength. And therefore, if the tznayin is tam rishon, so with the tznayin being tam rishon, hu adin, the potato now retains the tam rishon. Secondly, the Prima Godim says that even if you were to tell me that a keli can weaken, but food to food always stays the same status. So therefore, the Prima Godim says that the potato would have tam rishon and not be allowed to be eaten with milk. Rabbi Kiva Eger argues. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the potato is tam sheni. So you see from Rabbi Kiva Eger that not only traveling into a keli will, from a davar charif, will downgrade it one, but even going into an eichel will downgrade it one. So although it's difficult to be makel going into an eichel, but going into a keli, so we have Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Chavaz Das, the Evan Ha'ezer, are makel. We have a Mishnah Brura and a Magen Avraham who are Machmer. L'chatchila, one should not use a power of a food processor to grind up onions which were sliced with fleshika knives. However, but the evidence, if one did so, one can rely on these paiskim and to maintain that the food processor is still parv, and that the second onion indeed would still be parv. But l'chatchila, one should not grind it, a fleshiga onion, in a parv food processor, and in a case of a tzairach, a shayla should be asked.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.